to America, where President Donald Trump's election team has lost or withdrawn at least 30 lawsuits in its attempt to flip or disrupt his loss to Joe Biden in the presidential election. In the latest blow to that effort, an attempt to have millions of votes in Pennsylvania has failed. Last week, US District Judge Matthew Brann asked Mr. Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani to explain why the court should disenfranchise these voters.
Asking this court to invalidate more than 6.8 million votes, which we just heard about from counsel, thereby disenfranchising every single voter in the Commonwealth. Can you tell me how this result can possibly be justified?
In his ruling on Sunday, Judge Brann wrote, quote, "One might expect that when seeking such a startling outcome, a plaintiff would come formidably armed with compelling legal arguments and factual proof of rampant corruption. That has not happened." Let's talk to Josh Gerstein, Politico White House reporter, who's with us now. Josh, thank you for being with us. The judge here also, I believe, calling the Trump campaign's argument a Frankenstein's monster. What's that all about?
Yeah, that was about the most brutal court opinion I've seen in some time. And, you know, the Trump people tried to dismiss it, saying the judge is an Obama appointee. But in fact, it's a very conservative judge, sort of a lifelong Republican, former member of several Republican committees, local committees and so forth in Pennsylvania. So it really was sort of reality colliding with the Trump campaign's legal effort and directly, in fact, with Mr. Giuliani, since as that clip you played showed, he was the one who decided to, you know, make a star turn here and show up in this small Pennsylvania city earlier in the week. And it seems to have gone just about as poorly as it could possibly go.
So no change to the result, but the Trump campaign still saying there is no concession. There's no sense that Donald Trump is likely to say, okay, fair enough, I didn't win.
So far, there's no indication of that. In fact, with each of these losses, the allegations seem to get even more wild and more people get drawn into them. Another lawyer for the president went on television just after this opinion came out and said that in Georgia, in addition to the Republican Secretary of State being involved in a conspiracy to prevent Trump from taking office, that the Republican governor of Georgia is also involved in a conspiracy, which, you know, again, they were making allegations about Venezuela and voting machines. And it's just sort of a wild series of claims that they get more frenzied and sort of more fantastic as the saga goes on.
The Republican Party, are prominent Republicans still backing President Trump?
I think backing is too strong a word. The most common reaction of prominent Republicans, those that hold official positions at the federal level, at the state level, some state governors and so forth have stepped up and said, Biden won my state and that's what it is. At the federal level, the main reaction so far has been silence. We've had a few senators speak up and say, look, Biden's the obvious victor. Let's move on here. But most members of Trump's party who have official elective office at a national level have basically remained mum, said that he's entitled to pursue his challenges. There seems to be a real fear among any Republican who thinks they may have aspirations for reelection or higher aspirations to take on Trump and his backers and to be seen as somebody who jumped off this bus sooner than was justified.
So a couple of things that come out of that. How far away are we from getting an overall result certified, first of all?
Well, in different states have different deadlines. I think the deadline's around the 14th of December for all states to certify their electors through our electoral college process. But some states like Virginia, it's November 3rd, I guess it's today, your time, November 23rd, today, your time, that they're supposed to make their official certification. And this explains some of the frenzy of court activity trying to head off that kind of certification, which once it's issued, would be very difficult to reverse. And again, remember, in these court challenges, none of them at this point is sort of on a national basis. It's all state by state. And so not only would Trump need to win one of them, which he really hasn't done in terms of anything substantial, he'd need to win at least two and probably three so that he could flip enough states to make a difference here. Even Pennsylvania, if somehow he pulled this out through an appeal and got their electors withdrawn or overturned or something, he has to add another state or two to this combo. It's a triple bank shot of an exceedingly high order.
So I guess the other thing coming out of what you said a moment ago, Republicans keeping mum on this and on Donald Trump. So is that in itself an indication that Trumpism has really infiltrated and taken over the Republican Party?
Oh, yeah, there's no question that it has become sort of a Trumpist party. A lot of people have left, you know, a lot of people who were revolted by various of Trump's activities, behaviors, and policies, but more often his behavior than his policy. A lot of those people have left the party, and what's left behind is sort of a hardcore band of activists who are very loyal to Trump himself. And remember, if Trump loses, as we all expect him to here, if he loses, he is eligible to run again in 2024. So it's not only a question of who would be the heir to the Trump legacy in the party and who would pick up his supporters. The answer to that could be that Trump might pick up his supporters.
Thank you very much for your time. That's Josh Gerstein of Politico.